Okay, so good morning. My name is Pavel Píša, and I have there a talk about my experience with real-time and control from the Linux environment. So I will start with some introduction, and then I will follow about the history of fully preemptive patches and the previous attempts to implement some real-time capabilities for the Linux operating systems. Then I will follow to control area network to the communication which is used in most of the cars and even industry and so on. To introduce myself, I have first met with the Unix operating system in 1988 at the development workshop of Czech Academy of Sciences, where was a special system for the microcontroller development. It was based on 68Ks and has one half of the megabyte of RAM, and it has something like 5 megabytes of hard drive. But I fall in the love with this system and with the Unix and the concept. So then when I have started the development of laboratory instruments, hardware, firmware and so on for the project of my father and then even for our own company, then I have interest in the Unix system as well, and one day my schoolmates at the university came with the set of the diskettes, and it was the first version of the Linux system. And we have tried to use it even for some development and incrementally switch to the Unix environment, and from 1996 we have done all the development of the embedded systems and so on in the Linux environment. I have started the university, Czech Technical University, in 1990. There I have with my colleague Petr Porazil, and we have started to do even hardware development and so on. And in 1993 I have met with the Linux, and because I have interest to control our instruments through the Linux environment, I have started to look for the possibilities to use it for RS-485 communication, which we use in our setups. I have found the control area network and tried to implement some drivers for it and so on. And usually, even that our customers want the stuff on Windows,